Julian Paluku is the governor of the eastern region North Kivu, which has been at the center of the unrest. He said on Wednesday some citizens in the town of Sake formed a blockade, refusing to allow UN troops from the peacekeeping force MONUC to leave.
Oui, ce matin, il y a eu des petits problèmes. La MONUC voulait se rendre du côté de Kichanga.
He says the population was angry because they thought the MONUC troops were returning to their barracks while there was still fighting going on. The citizen said that the troops should return to where the fighting was taking place.
Il faut que la MONUC rentre parce que c'est une zone de combat.
Paluku says it is important that the population has trust in the UN and that everyone works together to bring calm to the region. MONUC military spokesman Gabriel Debrosse says people must understand that UN troops do not have a mandate to engage in combat.
The population expectation is to see probably MONUC playing a more offensive role on the terrain, but that's definitely not our mandate. We are not carrying joint operation with the Congolese army.
He says MONUC is only there to protect the population. He says it is also providing the army with helicopters to transport ammunition and troops to the east and to evacuate wounded soldiers. Debrosse's fighting has intensified in recent days, and he says dissident fighters instigated the conflict. The clashes follow failed attempts in the east to integrate Congo's different brigades into a unified post-conflict army. Renegade factional leader Laurent Nkunda, a former general in the Congolese army, says the government is attacking his forces without provocation.
We were in a peace process since January, but the past week we were surprised by an attack of our forces by the government forces.
Nkunda says he wants peace in the country, but the government has refused to negotiate. He also says local ethnic Tutsi populations are being attacked by former ethnic Hutu rebels from Rwanda, which Congo's army has been unable to get rid of. Now, he says, his men are defending themselves.
We decided to protect ourselves and our people, and we must die in it even if we are not capable to do many things.
The UN peacekeeping mission says up to 10,000 people have fled to Uganda since the recent wave of fighting broke out. UN officials have warned that should fighting continue, this number could swell to over 300,000. Saleh Hennessy for VOA News, Dakar.